से ताहम
Lesson 10 Thinking Part 2 Despite the current trend in education to treat learners as a homogeneous group, there are in fact several different ways in which the human brain processes information. The following models and theories about thinking illustrate this diversity. Behaviorist theory. Behaviorists view thinking as something that produces a measurable change in an individual's actions. Since thinking takes place as a result of reacting to external stimuli in this model, the educator's responsibility is to provide an environment rich in stimuli that will cause behavior to shift in the correct direction. Pavlov's famous experiment about dogs salivating when they would hear the dinner bell ring is an example of behaviorist theory. Cognitive theory. Cognitive theorists such as Piaget and Gagnier argue that thinking and learning are internal mental actions that take place in the brain and include sensory perception, processing of information, applying and combining information, and memory. In this model of thinking, the teacher's role is to structure experiences that will cause individuals to learn through both physical and mental activities. Cognitive theory stresses the importance of developmental readiness. Experiments have demonstrated, for example, that children below a certain age are not yet able to think in abstract terms. Learning must be concrete or it will produce nothing but confusion. Humanist theory. In the humanist model, the purpose of thinking is to fulfill an individual's potential. As such, the acts of thinking and learning are always personal, not institutional. Also known as whole child theory, humanists advise that the purpose of education is to develop a self-motivated and autonomous individual who can think and learn on his own. Theorists such as Maslow and Rogers fall into the humanist school, which includes an emphasis on personalized and individualized instruction and rejects the use of standard curricula. Social and situational theory. The fourth major model of thinking and learning is perhaps the least applied theory in industrialized countries today. In this model of thinking, learning occurs as a result of social interaction and the observation of human social behavior. As such, learning is more of a community endeavor than an individual one. Some social and situational theorists include the natural environment as a part of this community of learning. The goal of thinking under this model is to achieve full participation of individuals in their respective communities. The environmental branch of this theory would add to the goal of utilizing natural resources in a responsible and renewable manner.